and welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltec, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 4. In this episode, I'll be presenting news and updates, your feedback, plus a very special discovery, as well as a bonus Ascended Master lecture, this time from Akhenaten, from the newly released Mastery Set. News and updates. Well, for this episode, I'm delighted to announce that the Mastery audio set is completed and now available. I mentioned this set briefly in the last episode. It follows on from the first 9 audio sets of the Melchizedek University, but it isn't part of the university, but it is part of the White Star Temple. It's available for those of you who have journeyed through those first 9 sets, because that's necessary for you to get a foundation with the cosmic concepts, to have integrated the many levels of energy that have come to you through those 9 sets, and to be acquainted intimately with the Ascended Masters. Now, the Mastery Set is a 6-CD audio set, and it's absolutely beautiful. Of course, the Ascended Masters, they cannot instigate our mastery for us. That's our own unfolding, our own focus, and the level of commitment we choose. But they can give us signposts, encouragement, energies to assist us in the process, as well as insights into what mastery can mean for us in the here and now, in our everyday lives. And their perspective on mastery is a beautiful one, because they simply say mastery is how we define it. So how you define it is what mastery is for you in your life. For them, the only definition they choose to give is that it's about love and service, of course. But how you put this love and service into practice is your own decision-making process and unfoldment. They do offer, as I've said, marvelous insights into how this can look, how it can be for us while working within this realm, which means it is possible for each of us to come into our mastery. We don't have to be perfect or become an ascended master in that capacity, but rather we're encouraged to put into place and integrate in our lives those principles and qualities that embody mastery. And in particular, it's all about our radiance as well. So the more light we embody, which of course is a physical expression of unconditional love, the greater our capacity to affect the reality that we live in and those who are about us in our reality. Anyway, I could go on for days on the subject, but it is a beautiful set, and I do encourage you to, if you are drawn to do so, purchase this set and take your time in beginning to integrate the concepts and the energies to truly go within and contemplate on what mastery can mean for you, and if you're ready to walk that path. And it doesn't have to be a difficult path or one that requires years and years of earnest study and meditation. It's a simple path, but it comes from an inner journey, obviously, and a fundamental inner decision that needs to be made, so that the universe and your soul can reflect this about you in the reality that you inhabit. If you'd like to learn more about the Mastery Set, you can get in touch with me, MelchizedekUniversity@gmail.com. And hopefully in the next episode, I'll be able to give you an update on how the White Star Temple book is going. Well, this is the time of the podcast where I get to share your feedback. And recently I heard from Tracy Moyes from the UK. And she says, "Dear Soltec, I just wanted to thank you for the Melchizedek University Set 9. It's such a privilege to listen to them, and words can't explain how lucky and grateful I feel. With the later sets, I'm not sure whether I doze off halfway through because sometimes I get to the end of a lecture and realize that I haven't a clue what the second half was all about. It's great, though, because when I listen again, I discover things that my mind wasn't able to take in before. I think the energy is of such a high vibration, and perhaps I'm not conscious enough to process it yet. I find the CDs so uplifting. Many, many thanks for the beautiful Set 9. Tracy." Well, thank you, Tracy, for your positive feedback. It's always lovely to hear from those of you who are journeying through this White Star Temple with me. And I particularly liked what Tracy had to say about the high vibration and even the fact that she dozes off through some of the lectures. And from set 5 of the audio sets, we're taken into a higher spectrum within the temple, which means that the energies are indeed of a high vibration. And in particular, in sets 8 and 9, we go higher still. So it comes as no surprise to me that Tracy, and certainly others from my groups and who listen to these audio sets, have also commented that they tend to disappear or have no conscious recall of the lectures. And this, to me, reflects the fact that you are actually sidestepping your mind and going into that greater consciousness, going into the temple in a higher vibration, in a higher dimension. So don't be concerned if you find yourself disappearing, so to speak, during your meditations in the White Star Temple, because that's a great sign of your spiritual maturity and evolution. Well, if you'd like to give me your feedback on your experiences within the White Star Temple or just on this podcast itself, you can contact me, MelchizedekUniversity@gmail.com. Well, recently I was going through some old audio tapes that I had stored away. And over the years, I've accumulated what you'd call psychic readings, because from time to time I love to go to clairvoyance. Even though I'm a channel, it's actually quite a different experience from being a psychic. Anyway, I was going through some of these old tapes to see whether or not it was worth holding on to them. And I came across a recording from 2003, and I was quite astonished to hear the particular clairvoyant refer to a university and the fact that I would be giving lectures. So to me, of course, in hindsight, it obviously refers to the Melchizedek University and my journey and experience in the White Star Temple. But it was lovely to come across that, certainly quite a number of years prior to the temple revealing itself to me. And I thought I'd share it with you today.
So don't be surprised if you have unusual dreams or unusual meditations.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
And also what he shows me, you visit places which have to do with universities, so not in real life, rather in the spirit universities. So again, you might get a whole lot of different symbols coming into you. All right. Do you channel a group of people?
I channel various sentiments.
Yeah, yeah.
Very stubborn.
Yeah, because I get a group around you. Or, well, group might be the wrong word, but, well, naturally they are connected. I see you holding lectures also. So speaking to a large amount of people is coming up.
Well, to celebrate the release of the Mastery Set from within the White Star Temple, I'm going to share with you one of the lectures from that set, and it's by the Ascended Master Akhenaten. And it's, gosh, it's nearly 40 minutes long, so it is quite lengthy, but it's well worth the listen. It's absolutely beautiful, and Akhenaten speaks eloquently and clearly on the issue of mastery. Of course, I encourage you to go into a meditative state of mind in order to hear Akhenaten's words, because in that way you'll actually be receiving the full meaning behind the words, which comes, of course, through the energies. Well, my friends, thank you again for joining me in this White Star Temple podcast. It's been a pleasure, and I do look forward to connecting with you again next time around. I'm Soltec. All the best, and bye for now. Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, your good friend Akhenaten. Who comes into this temple, into this higher spectrum. And of course, whom comes as one no longer an ascended being. It is the Oversoul that speaks. And presently we find that about us, we are joined by ones whom come from varying dimensions. They are most luminescent, for they have travelled far upon their journey in existence toward their spiritual maturation. These ones would be known as avatars within their own reality. Such is their wisdom, their ability to radiate that which is divinely given. And they come as equals, amongst you,
For identity is irrelevant. For in truth there is only one label that can be used to describe all whom are present, and that is as a child of God. It is a great equalizer. It is the only commonality throughout the whole of creation. And it binds us to each other. I do not come to speak of things that you would term a discourse or lecture, for that is well past. Expansion from here on is not something that can be manifested through words, through descriptions, through knowledge. Each comes now within this place of no space and time, as one whom is not only an emissary for the temple and all that it implies, but of course as an emissary for one's own realm, one's own people, the other children of God that you travel with. So that all whom are present, and this includes all whom are part of this temple now, not here in the physical, perhaps hearing these recordings, you come because inwardly there is a great compassion. There are the seeds of service that have been sown there by your own soul and by your spiritual guides and teachers. Each at a fundamental level that is beyond the human reckoning, desires to enhance their fellow being within the realm they occupy, to return from this place and to be an agent of positive change, to be an angel, so to speak, of radiance, to somehow enable others to come into their glory, and in so doing, acknowledge and perceive and experience the greater glory of existence and of the Supreme Intelligence. It is only when one becomes truly fascinated with the self, becomes enamored of one's own beauty within, that you can then inevitably come to acknowledge and understand how magnificent our Creator must be to create the beauty of you. There is no point in idolizing God if one does not idolize the self and those who share your existence. For you cannot say that God is great, but that God's children are not. To be able to cast a mirror before others and invite them to see the reflection of God before them is an incredible devotion to service. In all realms, we live and lead by example. Your realm is, let us say, one of the least transparent. And so it is easy to wear the masks, to have pretense. Even spiritually, not through cunning or charlatry, of course, but simply through the mechanism of the complexity of the human persona, all of its defenses, its means by which it survives emotionally and psychologically. All these things can create a barrier for whom you are is truly subjective. No other can know you as you truly are, only how it is that you are willing to present. To cast a mirror before others requires that one can peer into it oneself. And truly see the face of God before you. It is challenging for all the reasons I have mentioned, And I am not calling for a rapid or, let us say, intense peeling away of the masks, for that can be dangerous. But one must begin somewhere, at some point. And as the mirror before you, before each, gradually reflects the reality of divinity, then the masks that the human mind requires simply slip away, to be replaced by a greater protection, the sureness of knowing one's place within the cosmos, the sureness of owning our God as our parent, and we as a reflection of that incredible beauty. And power. Do you know that the beautiful being that sits beside you, from another realm, from another world, perhaps another dimension, sees you as you? Just as you may have an awareness of this one and the others present, perhaps in your consciousness you have visualized them as most majestic and radiant. For the term avatar has been used, and perhaps this has triggered all forms of description. But these ones perceive you. As the emissary that you are. As the child of God that you reflect. And so they are in joy and in gratitude to be amongst those whom radiate so much love and so much light. You may well be thinking, how is this so? This is not my perception. I have such a long way to go. Within the illusion of time, perhaps this makes sense, has some credence. But here, it does not. And you, as you are within this temple, is the true you, is the benchmark by which your human persona can set itself. The feelings of unworthiness are merely thoughts the mind has trained itself to believe, born from a myriad of emotions, mostly negative, that you have integrated through life and many lifetimes. But they are illusionary. You are aware of this, but it seems to make little difference to the human persona. It is tempting to require proof, to somehow gain great gifts overnight, to confirm to oneself, ah yes, I am a radiant being, I am a child of God, and I can see through the eyes of a master. Do you know a master need do nothing, have no special capacities, have no, let us say, great strengths. And so on. A spiritual master need only be the child of God that they are. To allow this, to own it. For as a child of God, are not the traits of the parent inbuilt? So often upon your world, there are indeed avatars, living avatars, whom simply walk amongst your people. Sometimes word gets round and great crowds begin to build and ashrams, etc. are built and so on. But for the master, little changes. To simply walk amongst others. To simply be. For it is all within one's radiance. Within the reality of your greater consciousness. of course, it is a matter of correct intention. To be aware of the radiance. That is the living light of self. And to bestow it, so to speak. Through the service that one chooses. So service can be many things. Service is a doing. Mastery is a being. And the two can combine spectacularly. Sometimes masters choose to just be. Sometimes masters choose to channel the being into the direction of service. But either way, to wish to come into one's mastery for the self alone is the surest way to latch the door. There is great excitement, anticipation. With every step upon your path. And this is how it should be, for it is delightful to be you, to be alive, to grow and expand, to open spiritually. But greater still is the path itself and its destination. Where is it leading you to? To see through the eyes of a master means to pause upon one's path. We have said this before, to turn, to face those whom come behind you, to encourage them, to be the light by which the path may be found. And of course, this grows you immeasurably. For the more that you are able to give others, the more radiance is brought to you as a gift from your God. God moves through its creations and independently. But that is a differing, inscrutable aspect. It is one of those divine paradoxes that to move forward on one's path, one must stand still and help others. So I simply come this day to say, though it is difficult for the human mind, the human persona, to begin to place at the forefront of your consciousness the goal as being something other than that which pleases you, for then the gateways are always opened. If you set aside your own ambitions spiritually, to focus upon the giving to others, to the nourishment of them spiritually, then you will find that as you stand still, your location changes. And you are moved far beyond the point that you did begin. That is divinity for you. It is the sign of a great avatar and one whom is spiritually mature to discard ambition . Many of your great texts have made this known. It does not mean that you cease to be able to achieve all that you would hope. but it no longer becomes the motivation, and therefore is no longer limited to your desire, but rather the greater desire of God. Can manifest through you, and it will always be vastly superior and fulfilling. And within such a climate, all needs are attended to by divinity as they always can be when allowed. Well, I have gone on. No, of course, as ever, the energies bring the expansion. For there is no training to be a master. It is a flowering, a blossoming. And I am Akhenaten. Adonai.